It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. For those of us rich in years, and I include myself in that category, the mail order Christmas catalog was something we looked forward to every year. Sears, Penney's, Montgomery Ward, even Miles Kimball. We pored over them thinking about which magical item we might find under the tree Christmas morning. Well, those days are gone, of course. Or are they? Amazon, the e-tail giant, has come out with, wait for it, a Christmas catalog on actual paper. What we're wondering is why. Fortunately, we have Felicia Miller here to help answer that question. She's the chair of the Department of Marketing and associate professor of marketing at Marquette University. Felicia, good morning and welcome back to the morning show.
Good morning.
Why would one of the largest online retailers in the world want to have a paper catalog? What's Amazon's motivation here?
Well, certainly Amazon and many other retailers are trying to fill the void that was left by Toys R Us bankruptcy. There's still a lot of kids who want toys, and there's plenty of companies who want to take over that space. But I think the motivation for a paper catalog is twofold. One, I think Amazon is trying to capitalize on the nostalgia of catalogs that baby boomers and even Gen Xers had as kids or as parents, where they would sit down with their family and go through the catalog and have that moment. So I think they're trying to, you know, relive or recapture that experience. And then I think also Amazon sometimes gets sort of a negative response from consumers because they are seen as one of the reasons why a lot of retailers go out of business. And so I think they're trying to create more goodwill between the millions of consumers who are not Prime members, who don't shop on Amazon, and are, you know, upset that their favorite retailer is no longer around.
So who's going to get these catalogs? Is Amazon targeting a particular segment of the market?
They're certainly going to focus on their members, their Prime members. They have millions of people who've signed up and pay an annual fee to get preferential shipping and other things. But they're probably going to go more broadly as well to reach out to those consumers who are not fans of Amazon, to try to bring them back or get them into their brand and increase the number of people who buy on Amazon.
You know, I'm an Amazon Prime member, and I didn't get my catalog yet, so I think I may have to call somebody and say, hey, you know, I buy stuff. So
they're just starting to get them out okay. In November, so I don't think you've missed it. I haven't gotten mine
good.
Either. But I think they'll be coming to a mailbox near you soon.
Okay, I was starting to think I'd been rejected by the cool kids table yet again. obviously, Amazon wants to drive shopping. Is this a way for Amazon to say, hey, we're a one-stop shop, you can do all your holiday shopping here?
Absolutely. I mean, Amazon's business model is centered around their Prime members and getting more Prime members. And so the idea of bringing out this catalog that, oh, by the way, highlights all of the, you know, top toys, I think is a way to entice, you know, non-Prime members to think about, you know, joining. And it also, I think, makes members of Prime members think about buying even more things than they currently do.
Well, the nostalgia of this whole thing is something that caught the attention of the producers here at the morning show, one of whom, who shall remain nameless, already has her catalog. So, you know, that's kind of where we got the idea to do the show. By the way, Felicia Miller is the chair of the Department of Marketing and an associate professor of marketing at Marquette University. She's with us to talk about this new Amazon Christmas catalog. Felicia, one of the things that it strikes me as unusual about this catalog is that it doesn't have any prices. I mean, this starts to look like, you know, one of those restaurants where they don't put the prices in the menu because if you can't afford it, you shouldn't have walked through the door to begin with. Is this simply because online prices fluctuate depending on demand and your shopping habits, or is there something else at work here?
I think that what Amazon is trying to do is to add some flexibility around the toys. You're a Prime member, and I'm sure you've seen where you go into Amazon, you search for an item, And you can find, you know, a dozen or more retailers who will fulfill that request for you at various price points. So I think they're trying to account for the fact that they don't exactly know how much each item is going to sell for, depending on the retailer. And so they are trying to maintain some level of flexibility. I think the real purpose of the catalog for a lot of people is just to get ideas about the types of toys they might want to buy for their children or grandchildren, and then drive more traffic to the website where people can get the specific details of how much does it cost, how quickly can I get it, those kinds of things.
So purchasing with the catalog, it's not like, we used to fill out a paper order form for the what we called the Montgomery Wards or Sears or Penny's or whatever it was. Obviously, we aren't doing that anymore. How else is this different from the traditional brick-and-mortar store catalog?
Well, one of the features they have in the catalog are QR codes. Codes. So you can go, and if you have a smartphone that can read a QR code, you can scan it over the paper catalog and get additional information about the particular toy. You can also direct order using the QR code. And so that's a high-tech version of the traditional catalog that makes it easier for consumers to get the products that they want.
From a marketing perspective, is this a stroke of genius by Amazon? Do you think this is going to work for them?
I think it's very smart on their part to do this. It's going to drive sales, and it's also going to encourage people to become Prime members. There's, you know, over the last 10 years, there's been a lot of anxiety about online retailers and how they affect the overall retail landscape. And so I think this is a very smart move to try to capture some of that nostalgia and get consumers more comfortable with the idea of buying online. And ultimately, I think it's going to just drive a whole lot of sales for them.
I would guess that would be true. Do you think this is just for the holidays, or is Amazon going to expand and issue paper catalogs at other times of the year?
I think this is a big test for them to see how it goes, to see how consumers respond to the paper catalog. And if they see, you know, sales through the roof via the catalog, I think we'll see this again during other times of year, like back to school, you know, would be another mm-hmm. logical place for them to do this if, you know, consumers respond positively to it.
Do we have any kind of sense of how much of the toy market Amazon already dominates?
We don't know exactly how much, but I can tell you if we look, you know, at the major retailers that are still in the marketplace, including Walmart and Target and others, and Kohl's, of course, all of them are expanding their toy offerings. I was just in a Kohl's store the other day, and you couldn't get down an aisle without bumping into a toy. So I think, you know, it's unfortunate Toys R Us is no longer with us, but I think there are a number of retailers who are working hard to capture the consumers that would have bought from Toys R Us in the past.
And maybe they'll come out with their own paper catalogs as well if they don't already have one.
Absolutely, absolutely. Or some type of circular or other things to attract
right.
consumers to their stores.
Felicia Miller, thank you for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Felicia Miller is the chair of the Department of Marketing and an associate professor of marketing at Marquette University. I'm John Munson. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.